This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here is a perhaps underreported fact about the American energy economy. This past quarter, January through March, wind power companies installed more of those big wind turbines than in any quarter since 2009. Leading the way, as it has in wind for a decade or more, is the great state of Texas, which now generates more than 20% of all the wind power in this country, most of it from largely rural, mostly empty, but really, really windy West Texas. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Comanche County, where wind has been an unexpected economic lifesaver.
As you enter Comanche County, a billboard proudly states, "Welcome to West Texas." That means cattle country and wide, flat plains. Judge Bobby Arthur has been living here for all 77 years of his life.
We're primarily based strictly agriculture.
When he was born, Comanche was the place for one crop, peanuts.
We used to have $414 million in peanuts, but they went away.
The peanut industry here collapsed in the early 2000s when a long-standing federal subsidy disappeared. He started looking around for something, anything, to keep Comanche County going.
I don't care where you're from. As long as you're willing to keep Comanche going, we'll take anything we can get.
He talked to other rural judges in a similar pickle, and they told him what they were looking into: renewable energy. In the early 2000s, then-Texas Governor Rick Perry started building infrastructure and financially supporting wind and solar power. Judge Arthur got county commissioners to approve more tax breaks and started making phone calls to energy companies.
So they started coming to me.
It seemed like Arthur had found the needle in the haystack. Elements came together for a huge wind farm called Logan's Gap. The judge went to local landowners and sold them on the project. After years of dealings, today, Logan's Gap produces enough energy for 50,000 Texas homes a year. It's actually run by Pattern Energy, which sends more than half of the electricity to Walmart. More than half the turbines are located on this guy's land.
My name is John Dudley, and I'm a rancher here in Comanche County, Texas.
He runs the finance side of his family's purebred cattle company, called Dudley Brothers Registered Hereford Operation. His family's ranch has been here since 1938. When Dudley got an offer to put wind on his property, he had just one question for other ranchers who had signed deals.
How does that impact your cattle operation? And the answers I got back were, there's no negative impact to your cattle operation. The cattle don't care. They just graze right around and go on.
From his office, you can see four or five of the 87 Logan's Gap turbines. His brown Hereford bulls graze among them. He signed a non-disclosure agreement, so he won't say how much he makes from the wind power, but says it's made life on the ranch a lot easier. But some people around here don't think wind farms are a good fit. Jeff Tucker retired as a firefighter in Fort Worth and bought about 300 acres.
We came here to, frankly, move our family from the city to a different time, a different style of living.
He brought his wife and three kids out here for fresh air and wide open skies. He says wind turbines ruin his Texas sunsets. He's organized an anti-wind farm group called Won't Feel Like Home. He posts research on Facebook, casting doubt on the viability of the industry.
See this ridge right here? It goes back behind us.
We walk up a cliff and see three or four turbines ahead.
Night, you can kind of see those blinking lights. It looks like something out of World War III, space aliens coming and landing.
Tucker says he was offered a contract to have wind turbines on his property. He refused. He holds town meetings and goes door to door, urging landowners to push back against expansion of the wind farm, which right now is just in phase one. Pattern Energy says the wind farm will bring Comanche County $80 million over the next 25 years. A lot of these Texans don't mind wind turbines in their sunsets, if it means better roads, better schools, better everyday life. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.